Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond. Yo, yo, check this out. This is your girl, Cola Vogue, and I'm chilling with my boys right here on Off the Cuff Radio. Because we off the cuff right now. You dig?
What's up? It's your boy, Lil Yap, doing LV, ragging up from the river, cooling with my homies and my family at Off the Cuff Radio. Y'all be sure to tune in on Fridays and get the latest scoop and find out what's happening. You wait me?
Tiffany Levine.
And it's Queen Crazy, your girl's favorite bartender.
And we're from
Sex on the Rocks podcast.
All right, you're now tuning in to Off the Cuff Radio.
Yeah, because they keep representing that world of hip-hop. Well, much love.
All right.
Y'all, this is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights Off the Cuff Radio. And I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey, y'all, this is Stacia Lachey, giving a shout-out to King Eric and Off the Cuff Radio.
What's shaking, y'all? This is the Grand, one half of Lost Cause and one third of that Drive Time thing. Sending my love to the homies over at Off the Cuff Radio. Tune in every Friday night for some real deal hip hop conversation. These dudes are the connoisseurs of this thing. You already know what it is. BX Stand Up, Hud City, was shaking. Peace.
Yo, this is Joe Fresh the Dime, and y'all tuned in to the most raw, untouched show on radio, the Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff, and yo, Eric Sandman, off of these clowns.
Dash the loyal wolf. Yeah, fall.
Yes, sir. Rope's on.
I'm about him. I'm shining over there.
Show respect. Be so respect. Show respect. Show respect. Be so respect. Be so respect. We get poor. We get poor. And if the shit. We get poor. We get poor. And if the shit. Be so respect. Be so respect, be so respect, so respect, be so respect, yeah, boy, yeah, boy, 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 now we get it, boy, yeah, boy, 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 now we get it, boy, so respect.
Playing with you niggas no more, I'm finna show you how to rock it, get rambunctious and ballistic in this bitch, I'm scared, man, I got them tainted sounds for the crowd, YSC lace the track, so one for seconds, we can break it, now we get fuck in this bitch, this that Memphis shit, be so respect, motherfuckers started from the six, yeah, I'm a part of that shit, you think that man can't bump no more, be suck a dick. I got them bodies in my trunk and I don't give a fuck. Straight to the cemetery to dismember up the corpse. Destruction, death coursing through my veins. Like Lois says, can we have to bury the remains?
So respect, be so respect. So respect, so respect. Be so respect, be so respect. We get poor, we get poor. That Memphis shit, yeah, we get poor. We get poor. That Memphis shit, be so respect. Be so respect, 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 be so respect,
be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, be so respect, fuck hoes in the ghetto, bitch shows, made clothes, pencils, rebel, rock skulls and ram heads, they swear we some devils, Don Juan, Del Marco, the hot burning ghetto, we are like Picasso, the heart made of metal, too tangy, too follow, it's ghetto, we mental, the flow so of tempo, meticulous in ghetto, the life in the metro, rest in peace, Cooper Scarecrow. Now we get poor, getting this bitch, that's that Memphis shit.
we get fucked in this bitch. That's that Memphis shit. Be so respect, motherfuckers started from the six. Be so respect, motherfuckers, that's that Memphis shit. Be so respect. Don't we get fucked in this bitch, that's that Memphis shit. Don't we get fucked in this bitch, that's that Memphis shit. Be so respect.
Respect. These two got some great chemistry together, man. Them joints was jamming. But nevertheless, man, welcome to the show. I have my guest on the line for the night. And before we bring him on, I want to say thank you for helping us reach that totem pole of 382. We got episode 400 coming real soon. Also, be sure to check us out every Saturday night as well on Screwball Radio. We got that online on deck as well. So, with that being said, big shout-out to my co-hosts in spirit, Eli the Sandman, Candace Cooper, and my soon-to-be-joined co-host, T-Max. He'll be in shortly. But in the meantime, I'm going to bring on our guest of the night for this special Sunday evening of Off the Cuff Radio. He's been putting in a lot of work on the Memphis rap scene. And he's with us tonight, man. Let's all welcome Total Chaos to Off the Cuff Radio, y'all.
Yes, sir. What's up, man?
What's good with you, my brother?
Man, I've been looking forward to this right here, man.
Yes, sir, man. It's been for the making. Going back to last year when I had y'all along with MC Mac and Scam Man, the whole team on, man. It was a beautiful show. And to have you on the solo tip, it's a beautiful thing, too, man. Welcome to Off the Cuff Radio, my brother.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was a great show, man. But to get this thing started, before we go on, I want to let everybody know that the guest number is 516-531-9596. If anybody want to call in and give a shout-out or have any questions, you can submit them right here. We building right now. So, going back to what we were talking about, man, from the last time y'all was on. What's that?
Where we going with it?
And before we go on, man, from the last time you was on the show to now, what you been going on with you, man?
My life, man. Life has been going on with me, man. That's how I can sum it up the best, man, life.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those who are just tuned in and following you, because, you know, we have a lot of people listening, and you're pretty much new on the scene to my audience. So, tell us what you got currently going on, and do you have any projects in the works for 2021?
Man, before we go to 2021, we got to go back, man, to the old years before we can get to 2021. Because if I just give them what 2021 about, they really wouldn't understand it just right here until they went way back to the beginning of where it all started from.
Well, let's take them back on that journey ride, man. So we're going to go right to it, man. Like, let us know where you from, how you getting into hip-hop, my brother.
Yeah, that's where we're going to go right there. So it all started, man. Ellis Island. You ever heard of Ellis Island, man?
Yes.
You been to Ellis Island?
Yeah, I heard of that.
You heard of Ellis Island? That's what's up. That's where my family come in from. They went into Ellis Island, man. That's the originator of Total Chaos.
Yes, sir.
We going to go way back, man. I'm glad we started here, man, so we got to start here.
Yeah, we got to start that journey live, man. So I want everybody to get a seat, get something to roll up on, get you some drink to pour, because we're going to go on this journey ride, man, from the start to the beginning, man. Let these cats know.
This is Eric, right? Eric Productions, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
Here you go. Oh, buddy. There we go. This for my family right here, man.
Yes, sir, man. It's one of the biggest shows we've done, as a matter of fact.
What's the biggest shows I done?
No, I said this is one of the biggest shows we've done.
Oh, man, this is the biggest show ever, man, just for the simple fact this is the first time, man, you ever hear the story of Total Chaos, man, because this is the first time ever this shit ever happened in life, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
nobody,
man.
Nobody never heard this shit before, man. This shit right here been lingering in the midst of the spirit, but it still ain't been told yet. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why, yeah, exactly. And that's why we wanted to bring you on, man, because I know you have a story to tell, man, and based off the music you put down, it has a lot of layers to it. So that's why we wanted to put you on Off the Cuff Radio, man, to let people know who you are, where you from, how you putting it down for the M-Town.
Yes, sir. And even more than that, man, because more than just the M-Town, but M-Town part of my spirit, though. It go way deeper, man. That's why we here. So, like I said, man, we're going to go back to Ellis Valley, man. That's where my family come in, man. And, you know, they Italian Sicilian. And, you know, I'm a New York person that was born in New York in a city called Suffern, with the word suffering. Where you from, Eric?
North Carolina, man. So we pretty much...
North Carolina, that where you from?
Yeah, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh, North. That where we broadcasting from right now, in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes, sir. And I also got my co-host, T-Max. He on the line. He broadcasts from Virginia. So we got this thing worldwide connecting pretty good right now.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's all about worldwide right now, because if you ain't got worldwide then, man, you ain't really doing nothing in this day and age, man.
Ain't lying.
Definitely,
T-Max,
man.
T-Max, you on, my
man.
Brother. We got Total Chaos, man. He about to break down the journey that he...
Who is this right here? Who is this?
This is my co-host, T-Max, right here from Virginia.
T-Max.
What it do? D.A., man, Chesapeake, two up, two down,
D.A.,
all that town,
coming
man.
In on the combo. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Definitely, man, great to have you on with us, man. So King was, so you're saying you're from New York and everything, and you never moved downtown, man. So, I mean, all the way from up north down to the dirty in the
moved
south,
to the
man.
South,
man.
So, it went from the north
yeah.
to the south, man. On the map, though, literally on the map. You said what?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, man. Here we
yeah,
go.
So tell us a little bit about. Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of you know, your music background, in terms of how you came in. You know, how'd you make that move from New York to Memphis with your folks, and just, you know, what it was like, you know, especially out of Memphis, M-Town. I mean, you definitely got places like Castilia, you know, Ridgecrest. You know, I mean, all over, man, north and south Memphis.
Yeah, it's on the north to the south, man. That's how all their music started, from the north to the south.
Definitely.
So where we going to go with it, man? We got T-Mac on the motherfucking line, man. I didn't even know you going to be part of it, man. What's up? What's good with you, man?
I'm loud. Yeah, man. So, I mean, yeah, tell us about your little musical background and everything, in terms of, you know, you just being in the game and just, hey, whatever, you know, just everything.
Like, my musical background started with, like, looking at Michael Jackson, Prince, and motherfucking Run-DMC. Yeah, Run-DMC. When they went with Aerosmith. Remember Aerosmith?
Yeah, Steven Tyler, Tom Watson. The other dude was Tom Watson. Yeah, Brad Whitford, Joe Perry.
Yeah, that's where my music came about, man, when I heard that type of shit, man, and seeing them videos they were doing and movies and shit they were doing.
Yeah,
that's how my shit came about.
Yeah, man, very diverse musical power.
Study the great.
You draw inspiration from. Yeah, one of the greatest groups ever, man. Definitely.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the music for me, man. Then Ice-T, then it went to Ice-T, Ice Cube. That's where we went to next.
Definitely that good old California hardcore, you know, in terms of really, you know, two of the coldest to ever do it, man, from both
my
sides,
ice,
you know
my,
what I mean?
They use the word ice, man, ice.
Yeah.
Two of the coldest storytellers in rap. And
yeah,
you know that metaphor is deep. Because they both cold with it when it comes to the storytelling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, definitely from rock to rap, you know, you had a very, very rich type of influence in terms of, you know, what really inspired you. You know, when did you know music was something that you really wanted to make a career out of, you know, in terms of what you did and just, What was it like getting into the game in terms of just, you know, learning how the business worked and then really getting your music out there?
All right, we're going to go there. We're going to go there. So right from there, when I was on that ice this world went next, man.
Mm-hmm.
So then, we moved from New York to a state called New Jersey. You ever been to
New
Jersey?
Okay. Yeah, man, you got Elizabeth, Passaic, Trenton, you know, East Orange, where else? Bayonne, all them spots, man. Yeah.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Jersey, man. That's where I moved to next, man. I went from New York. I was born in New York, and I moved to New Jersey. That's the next state that I went to. And I'm only telling you this way so you understand this for you understand, man.
Right,
that's
for
how
content.
You get it like this. You see what I'm saying? So I put it to you like this, man. I go from a two-bedroom apartment with my mother and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to another state with another man who actually was a millionaire.
Oh, wow.
To take care of me, myself, and my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
That's why I went me.
Gotcha.
And the reason why I'm going with that right there is because this right here. Y'all ever seen them, Perfect Murder?
Yeah, that was, okay.
You ever seen the Perfect Murder?
The show is
Amazon right now. You know, Amazon.com, Prime Video.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of that shit?
Yeah.
You ever heard of it?
Yeah, we heard about
it.
So my stepfather, man, ended up becoming this cat that they made this movie about in The Perfect Murder. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you where the chaos come from, man. So y'all got to sit back and listen for real.
We listening.
Yeah. So if ain't nobody on this line listening, man, go to The Perfect Murder. Amazon.com and go to season 2 episode 4, and the mind that they said fed up the mind to kill him for his life insurance, that was my step pop right there.
Oh man.
Wow.
I'm just
my lifeline, man, because that's what this shit is all about for me, man. Getting my lifeline. That's the only purpose of this fucking interview, man. And I'm glad that you came and joined the line off the cuff radio, man, because I fuck with y'all for the simple fact that you fucking with underground type shit too. You see what I'm saying? Shit they fucking don't know about. It's just what they don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we want to go with T Mac and Eric, man. I know y'all waiting on
some more
food.
I mean, so you know, just from that, I mean, so obviously, you know, you went from a situation to where you know you were, you know, in modest, you know, beginnings to where you obviously moved into, you know, a.
He's still trying to get to the question. He's still trying to get to the question, man. Because I'm slow with the question and shit. I just want to hear that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So look.
Obviously, as you moved on, you know, what was it like in terms of just, you know, getting older and just really finding your identity with music in terms of this was something you knew you wanted to do?
That's saying? So we're going to get with it, man. I know what you're waiting on. So I go from Jersey. We're going to speed up a whole lot because we ain't going to go there yet. We're going to speed up a whole lot.
Right.
We're going to go from Jersey to Memphis, Tennessee. That's where it started for me. That's where Total Cash was born, Memphis, Tennessee. That was 14. I moved there when I was 14 years old. That's when I started getting into the music stuff. Man. Yeah, I always liked poetry. Yeah, I was always, you know, spitting poetry to little girls and stuff at the time when I was coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I was always into that right there. And then it went to moving to Memphis, man. That's when it started becoming where the career come into play.
Definitely.
And getting your music out, and you know, and moving to Memphis and getting your music out there, like, did it take a lot of networking, like in terms of just communicate with the right with certain people, because you know we live in a different stage now where everything is just an instant DM. I know networking was different back then.
Networking was a whole other way back then, yeah. Most definitely. You already know that because that's just history, man.
Mm-hmm.
Networking is a whole other story, man.
And on top of that, to build up what you're saying, man, it's people don't understand like how different it was to even get your record played, man, because it wasn't no time where you could just upload your music. You had to literally go on the block and play your music in a car, have everybody come through and listen to it, or you had to go to a club and just give the DJ your song and hope he blow it up. People don't understand that grind.
Yeah, they don't understand that for nothing, man. That's a whole other grind. That, I mean, you really want to tap into it, man. It's really about the words they throw out there, millennial mind. A millennial mind state will be on that at this state of time. But what you talking about is that we sitting back and actually had to grind that shit out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
grinding it out, man, you're on a whole nother level.
Definitely, and I mean, you know, you were, you know, as you progressed in your music, Chaos, you know, you're looking at all the pioneers that were coming along during that time. I mean, you had 3-6 Mafia, you know, you had Yo Gotti, you know, you had Kingpin, Skinny Pimp, you know, A-Ball and MJG, you know, had already, you know, were really breaking out of there during the early 90s. So, I mean, what was it like
was
just following tradition? Yeah. What was it like following tradition with all those guys? You know, I think Crime Boss is from Memphis, too, I believe. So, I mean, yeah, all of them.
So, that's one thing I teach my children, man. I ain't never been a following, like, so... I don't look at man person in life that I'm going to follow them. I just do what I do.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't nothing about nothing else but nobody but what I do. That's what I do.
Hey, you know what? It's interesting you raise that point, because we also talk about the importance of being the first you instead of following the next man. And I think that's where... if a person or artist or anybody for that matter that's a creator, they can identify, they can establish their own identity, they can stand on their own. You go in following somebody else, you're not going to go for.
Yeah, man. I mean, every individual has to have their own lane, man. If you ain't got your own lane, man, out here, then you following somebody else. You have to have your own lane. You have to know where you're going. Individually, if you don't know where you're going individually, man, you ain't gonna make it nowhere.
That's true.
Not at all.
Nobody. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't follow nobody, man. You gotta follow experience. That's what you gotta follow. You can't follow a being. You can't do that, man. If you do something like that, then you ain't following the right thing, in my opinion.
You got to follow some type of spirit, man.
That's true. And I mean,
not at all.
One thing about it, yeah, it's always about finding your direction in terms of how you're able to express yourself, you know, because at the end of the day, doing music, nobody can tell your story. You know, nobody can speak on your life better than yourself in terms of what you want to, you know, convey to the audience.
Yeah. Man, I didn't know y'all was going to play that Show Respect and then Worldwide Panic, man. I didn't even know y'all was going to play that shit. That was some dope ass shit right there.
Yeah,
man, look,
because
we do that, man.
Yeah, that's
look.
Yeah. Cause what we do, we crate diggers. We crate diggers, and see what we do. We like to find a little bit of information about the artist and the tracks, and just let it flow throughout the interview.
Man, that Show
you know
Respect
what,
one is, songs on man of all time, man. Show Respect, man. The depth and meaning of that song right there, man, is one of the most slick songs of all time, man. And when you sit back and just vibe with that motherfucker, you'll see that's a classic.
Yeah, we had to play it, man, because that was
yeah.
the first opener, because I like how at the end of the day there's also a message behind it, because you got to show respect to gain respect. And whenever you do.
Yeah. Damn right. That's a real shit. Only on Off the Cuff Radio. Yeah. Now what?
That's right.
So tell us the story behind that song, man. What was it like for you in that session, and how did it, what inspired you to create that?
Man, what inspired that shit was, I was talking to Scan, and we were like, man, we're going to go ahead and go back to the old spirit and old vibe and book some time with Nico at Cotton Road Records. And we went down there and dropped that joint and made it into what it was, man. And if you really look, there's two different versions of that shit. Because it's Death Awaits got one version, and then Total Chaos and Perfect Life got another version. You know, it's
okay,
up to the fans
okay.
which version they like best, so, you know.
What I like about how you guys doing it, and this is an example of the trademark that we set in the South. See, we don't wait for anybody to put us on. We just keep this game flowing. Because can you imagine how far a lot of acts would have got if they would have waited on 3-6 Mafia to stamp them. A collab is cool, but when you guys, you just push, keep pushing, it strengthens the brand. It only not strengthens the brand, but also strengthens the culture.
Yeah. Yeah, me and Scan, we got samples, man. We make the samples, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big shout out to Scan, man. He's one of the most consistent artists out there.
Damn right.
Definitely. And, I mean, in terms of it, how did you and him click up in terms of y'all becoming friends in the game from really, you know, putting it down?
I met Stan in high school, man. Like I said, when I moved to Memphis at 14, so I met him in high school and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was in the 12th grade. I was in the 9th grade. I met him. He was about 17, something like that, probably turning 18 and shit. As usually with the 12th grade cycle leaves, I was 14. I believe he turned 15 type shit. So he was just like a... Man, this guy ain't even tired of my motherfucking Spanish homework, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how far back we go. That man used to copy off my Spanish homework, man.
That's how you got it. Sometimes the brotherhood gang.
I used Spanish back in the day. That's what it was. But what happened was when I moved to Memphis, they only label you either black, white, or Mexican. So when I moved to Memphis, the Spanish went out the door, man, because you weren't linking up with Cubans, Colombians, and all Dominican Republicans and all them other nationalities, man.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, the language, you know, it's going to be different depending where you are, you know, in terms of how you just have to make that adjustment to, you know, your immediate environment, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, but it's dope, you know, whether you hablo, you know, Espanol, you know, paisano, or, you know, you know, because you know English and Italian, of course, are, you know, somewhat related in terms of their syllables, you know, verbiage, phonetics, you know, but also too, man, it's just, you know, it's like anything, it's just another experience in reference to, you know, being exposed to something new, you know, but it's all about, they say in terms of wherever you go, though, no matter what language you speak, that's how you travel the world in itself, by meeting other people from different places, you know, so that's an education in itself.
Plus, you adapt to different, you adapt to different worlds, like, coming from New York to Jersey to Memphis. Just
adapting
to different worlds.
What did you?
Now I got a question to shoot to you, Dad. In comparison to New York, Memphis.
He ain't getting the vibe on it right there.
He's a what now?
You
ain't getting the vibe, T Mac. I'm just telling you, man.
Gotcha.
I was saying. Did you go through any, like, a culture shock from leaving New York to Memphis? Like, did you go through any type of, you see the
culture
scenery,
shock,
this
man.
Type of
if
different,
that,
you go through some.
Yeah, it was a culture shock. If that ain't culture shock, I don't know what shock it is, man. That's culture shock, man. That's what it is, man. You going from one culture to another culture, man, you in shock, man. Like, whoa, we got something different here. You gotta wake up, man. Everybody gotta wake up. Everybody that's listening gotta fucking wake up, man. This shit ain't no game, man. That's why I say this, man. You be asking some wild questions. I be like, man, you study like hip hop down to the T.
That's what we call T Max with the facts.
With the fact, what you got? Yeah, what you got, man?
That's what I call T-Match with the facts, man, because...
You articulating your questions where folks got to ask you, what you say, man? Say that again.
That's why we call him T-Match with the facts, man, because he just come in, he just come through with questions that sometimes I can't even cook up.
Dude, he
asks questions that can make you think.
Yeah. That damn sure they make you think, but man, you say what the man? Say that one more time. Oh man, I'm just saying, man. Where we gonna go? I don't know how long we got, man. Like I said, it's the first solo chaos interview, man. This is what you get, man. This is what you gonna get.
So definitely, we got into the game, you know what I'm saying? So what did you find in terms of, you know, as you, you know, like you said, you're a scam man, when y'all clicked up, you know, y'all became friends. In terms of how you found the music scene, what was it like in terms of, you know, just the, like King said, you know, in terms of the marketing, because, you know, you had to get out on your own, you know, doing it, you know, if you could look at it from what it was back then to now, how would you tell artists now to market their music with the outlets that they have now, as opposed to when, you know, you kind of came in the game?
All right, so outlets that they have now, man, I'm going to keep up with. Outlets that they have now, man, you already know, they got the internet, man. It's all about just being up in somebody's face. If you ain't filming yourself, and you ain't speaking to yourself, and you ain't putting yourself out there, you're not going to make it. It's just what it is, man. That's how this whole shit is right now. That's the best advice I can give somebody, man. You got to go ahead and get yourself out there. You have to tell your story. You have to tell everything that it is that you need to do to get to where you're trying to go, because if you ain't no visionary, then you ain't going to vision what you're supposed to have going on. You see what I'm saying? That's where
that's
you got to go. And that goes out to the world. That's why we say worldwide, because it goes out across universal language. It don't matter what language you speak. If you speak a whole other language, it still applies. That's why I say you got to follow some spirit instead of another being. You see what I'm saying? That's where the whole thing go, man. Technology.
Exactly.
What's
exactly
another word for technology,
awesome,
man?
Hey, we just look at technology.
AI.
We say
AI, artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence. What's that right there? That artificial intelligence is not. It don't have no soul holding up no body though, dude.
No, because I mean, artificial is only going to do
just,
what it's programmed to do.
Yeah.
Not at all, because
yeah,
if anything, they programming shit to where it just had to take a life of its own.
Yeah.
Man, the humans programming the computers to do what the humans want the computers to do.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And not to mention,
no, I think
it's always the spiritual world, man. It's the spiritual world. That's one thing you're going to learn about total chaos, man. Spiritual world, man. Put those two words together, total chaos and spiritual world, man. That's what you're going to know about me. That's the only reason why I fucking exist.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the key though, because you gotta let people know there's in debts to a lot of what you write down, how you perform, or what you present your music, and that's what makes you stand out. Just like we talked about earlier, you don't have your own identity, because then the audience is getting those different layers of your personality and what you bring to the mix.
Yeah, should you? Man, you look
yeah
at all the artists, man. All the artists, man, got different personalities, though.
Yeah, yeah. And you know one thing, Chaos, when you're dealing, like you said, we're dealing with artists who got different personalities. I think that's where artists sometimes try to, you know, get caught up in trying to push their personality in terms of thinking that that's going to be their brand. And it can be at times. But then it's also they forget that you actually have to have good music behind it to really, you know, push it forward. Because you can only carry yourself.
Yeah, but
out
what's
there
the definition
so
of good music? The definition of good music is somebody who like your shit. So
yeah,
some people may
yeah,
like
absolutely
your shit, and some people may not like your shit. It's the ones that like your stuff is the ones that gonna listen to your what you got going on in your life. It's the ones that don't like it, they ain't gonna listen to. That's just what makes
that's
the world
true
go around. Everybody got their own opinion for what it is, man.
That's
I think the key
true
word, I think the key thing, too, I think one of the biggest challenges that artists have is maintaining your base. Like, it's easy to get the fan, but you got to keep them.
Yeah.
Damn right. I mean, look at every successful artist has what they call fans, right? What's a
mm-hmm
fan? It depends on what your definition of fan is. You know what I'm saying? Fan could just be a supporter, somebody who supports your movement, what you got going on and shit at the time. You know, it could be anything, man. That's all I'm saying. It could be anything.
Especially now, man, because
and we can go wherever you want to go.
Especially even now, man, because it's like people, we live in this era where we got cancel culture and all that shit, and you know, you could make one wrong move or say something wrong, and next thing you know, you're going to lose your, like a chunk of your base overnight. It's wild.
Shit, dude, times right now is a whole nother time, man. You really want to get into the deep realm of what's going on. Man. It's a whole nother fucking time, man. 2020 was a, you ever seen the movie I'm a Legend?
Yeah, with Will Smith.
Yeah,
I got that movie.
That's that joint where they shot up the folks saying that it cleared cancer. But then next thing you know, a year later or something, I don't know my timeline right on the movie, but check the movie out and you'll know if it's right or not. But a year later, them folks end up coming like ratted dogs and then they start eating and feeding on each other. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I got that movie on the Blu-ray. And you know what?
It's about them giving them shots, man. That's what it was about.
Yeah. It could also be metaphorically.
Whole lot of shit just watching that motherfucking movie right there, man. That's a wild ass movie, and that shit could actually happen, man. The way that's the thing about them movies, man. These folks be picking this shit up, but this shit come from the spiritual realm. That's why this shit out here like the way it is, man. This stuff be coming to pass, man. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
you look
indeed.
At these old movies, man. That's how this stuff be coming to pass. It's visions, man. That's why I say I'm a visionary.
And you know what?
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy about, check this out, about movies and stuff like that, because, you know, they're pretty much foretelling. Just like they had the whole thing with the Capitol Hill riot. That was called, like, in 2013, where the movie Olympus Has Fallen, where the White House and Washington was held hostage by a terrorist. Now you saw the same shit like 7 years later. So you start seeing like an intake of what's going on. Hollywood got the spook. We just got to go through the layers and find what it got.
Yeah. What blew my mind was when they did that, what was it? The Simpsons with Kobe and the helicopter.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
And the car, you throw that cartoon. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That right there, man. That's what I'm saying. I'm spiritual realm, man. You don't know who thought of that shit up, but then next thing you know, that shit end up playing out like that, man. It's fucked up ass shit.
They predicted the Super Bowl years ago with the Redskins, you know, and the Bills, that the Redskins would beat the Bills, you know. You know, that was wild. You know, there's been a few Simpsons moments that they seem to put stuff out there, and then ultimately, you know, it came to pass in real life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think you could put a lot of those shows up there from The Simpsons and Family Guy and American Dad and all that stuff. Maybe projected a lot of stuff that be happening. And to get deep into the rabbit hole, they all on the same network. So who got the inside scoop on that?
So with that soul respect and that worldwide panic, who picked them Jones out right there?
I did, man, because it spoke volume to what was going on with today, because the world's in panic mode, man.
Yeah.
In all different shapes, ways, and sizes. And that's what I like about what you guys bring to the mix is that y'all bring reality to the table. Y'all speak on things a lot of people scared to talk about.
Motherfucker reality, man. That's what it really boiled down to. Reality, man. That's why I asked that, man, because I swear I didn't know that y'all were going to play them songs. And I was like, man, damn, that would be nice if motherfuckers play some music before the motherfucker come in and shit. And I wasn't expecting that shit. So I appreciate that shit. You see what I'm saying? Because that shit hard as hell, man, when that shit came in like that. So you got to show respect for what it is. But what a lot of times it's hard for folks to show respect if they don't know about somebody. You know what I'm saying? They got to know about you to show your respect to you. Otherwise, they can be disrespectful. They do what it is.
That's right, man.
Definitely.
You got to do our homework, man.
Yeah, you got to do your homework, man. Especially if you're trying to run some entrepreneurship. I'm all about it, man. I swear, we can go anywhere. I blow your mind,
T-Mac. Hey, T-Mac, you there?
I didn't even know
yeah,
you
were
going to be on
here.
The line straight up and down, man. I thought it was me and Eric tonight.
Nah,
then you came in on that junk. What's up?
Yeah, I had to parachute.
That
in,
time,
you know,
man, it was me, Mac, and Stan on the line. We had a we had an interview.
Man, it was like
was
six of us that day. It was me,
yeah, it was a lot of people
on that
motherfucker,
Sandman,
man.
It was you
I was
three.
Like, what the fuck going on? Yeah, you said somebody said something about it. I was like, man, you don't know his name. Like, what the fuck going on right here, man?
Hey.
They gonna know the truth,
yeah,
man. That's about me too, man. You gotta know the truth. Everything's about truth. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. I mean, that's all about, you know, you being, that's why, you know, I think, you know, with what we do, you know, this is King's vision with the show. This is why it's so important, you know, that we feel as, you know, journalists in the culture, you know, that we give the light to people like yourself, you know, to come on, you know, and get to share, you know, your vision, you know, your interests, you know, your passion, you know, your story, you know, because we feel that every artist, you know, has something to say, and we're just honored and humbled to give a platform for people like yourself to come on and, you know, get to tell your story your way.
Man, that's what it's all about, man. That's what it is, man. It's just an opportunity to express yourself. That's what cats were trying to be when they were rappers and shit. They wanted the opportunity, man, to express themselves. Man, we can go all day and all night, man. I swear, man. I bet y'all weren't even knowing this shit was going to go like this, but I swear I did. But that's what it is,
hey,
man.
It's called Off the Cuff Radio for a reason. Sometimes we just come in with no script.
There you go. That's what it is, man. That's what you got to do, man. You're going to keep it real, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to keep it real. Go ahead.
Sometimes we just come in with no script because when it's too tailored, it's not going to come off authentic. So we just be like, you know
right.
what, just rip the script up. We just go ahead and just shoot from the hip.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like that's what you got to do in life anyway, no?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
so it's a good, it's good times, man. Good experience, man. I ain't thinking we're going to go down like this, but it's all good.
Definitely. So, I mean, in terms of as you keep moving on in the game, you know, Chaos, what's ultimately, you know, your ultimate vision, you know, in terms of it? I mean, pretty much, you know, you moving on the tip. Are you pretty much content being independent, or would you consider going to a major if the right deal came along?
Man, I'll always remain independent, man. That's my best rap.
Mm-hmm.
Independency is my best rap. I can't do nothing but that. So, and this is my opinion. Nobody else is out here. But I suggest others do the same. I'm not saying you don't work with nobody. You got to work with folks that are on the same vibe and same spirit. Because I keep everything back to a spirit, man. You got to be on the same vibe and same spirit before you even connect to what you got going on. It's just what it is. Man, there's so many ways out now where everybody can make money. It's inevitable, man. Why you seeing so many millionaires out here that are young, too, man? They really
yeah.
young, make $100, man. And I'm close to
yeah,
one. Just like that.
Have you ever had any major labels give you any offers?
I ain't never had no offers because I ain't never put myself out there like this, man. This is the first
right.
interview that you ever gonna ever see me or talk to me or even hear about me, man. That's just what it is, man. I've been like that for my life, man. That's why I had to take you back to the beginning when they go back and listen and all that other shit, man. They gonna go back to the beginning. This is why I am the way I am and the way I speak when I'm speaking to you. And it
mm-hmm.
goes way deeper than it goes, you know what I'm saying? And there's just anybody. Everybody got a story to tell. Every soldier got a story to tell. It don't matter who you are, you got a story to tell, man. You're going to tell your story. And what I suggest to everybody listening to this motherfucker you got to tell your story. Now, hopefully your story is true, because you tell us some false-ass shit, then you telling some false-ass shit. And you got to deal with that when you look yourself in the mirror. And this is what
that's
it is,
true.
Right?
That's true. How do you feel the game has changed in terms of the musical vision from, you know, from over the years from when you started, you know, even going back about 5-6 years to where it is right now?
Well, you see, that's when you got to back up, man, because you be, man, say that one more time, man.
In terms of where you've seen hip-hop, you know, and rap progress in terms of the culture and the music, you know, from when you started and even going back further, how do you see the change from there to now in terms of how artists, you know, are putting together their, you know, their, you know, just how they're packaging their product and presenting it and just the type of hip-hop that they're doing?
I got you. The change, man, is just it's from analog to digital, man. And the music world understand what I mean when I say that. The mm-hmm. change is from analog to digital. Analog was just physically doing this shit and getting that shit popping. Digital
right.
is making it look like you're getting that shit popping, and then you fucking pop off. You know, like that fake it till you make it mentality type shit.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's where the internet game came in.
Yeah. And one
yeah,
thing about
analog
the chaos
game, man, was you actually had to, man, go out there and meet the people and try to sell your shit out to Trump and try to let a motherfucker feel your shit and your vibe and how you coming and all that old shit. That's the analog world. Then you go to the digital world, a whole other world. That's when they start flipping shit around and shit, and motherfuckers start calling that shit mumble rap. But it's just because folks don't understand the history. And you got to learn history before you understand something or somebody or whatever. You have to learn the history of it. And then the way technology is right now, man, you can learn history like the drop of a dime, man. You just tap in. Like y'all be saying, tap in, tap in. We doing this shit right now. Tap in. If you ain't tapping in, you losing in, depending on who you listening to. It's your way it is, man.
That's right.
Now, I'm saying so much shit like y'all. This is spirit knowledge, man. You got to know what it is, man. Where you want to go.
That's what it is, man, with this episode here. See, this is what we wanted to bring. We wanted to also get insight on not only who you are, but also giving gems to people who want to listen to this show down the line and be like, damn, we got a lot of insight about how to move in this business.
You want to get some real talk, you want to tune in, man. It is what it is. Man, I got little ones that I'm trying to be a mogul to. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anything I say gonna come from my heart if I'm loyal to doing what I'm doing with my little children, because the children in the future, ain't what you produce and what you bring to the next level. That's children. That's your spirit. Your spirit lives through your children. Ain't that right? Y'all agree
that's
with
true.
Me on that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
See, it lives through your children. That's the only way your being can still stay upon the earth. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, like I say, man, it all gets spiritual, man. If you ever talking to me, you're going to learn spiritually what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? You can also say metaphorically that the music is also the base. The music stands out within the test of time. Like, you even got timeless music where they're picking up gems to this day.
Hell yeah. You sure? Yeah, damn right. Because music, when people pass, the music's still going, man. It's still going. Even if that's one thing I tell folks, man. Music still be around even if technology goes. If all the electric and power go out, motherfuckers still got music. They can be making some sounds in the midst of the silence. You see what I'm saying? Music always going to be around. Music is the spirit of the motherfucking industry. It's just what it is, man. Everybody understand it, but then some people don't understand it. It just depends on who you're talking to, man. It's just what it is, man. You got to give it up to music. And music is the only one outliving everybody. You see what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. That's the only thing outliving everybody. And then what is music? What is music to everybody? Spirit, right? Say if I'm wrong. Spirit ain't fucking music. Am I wrong? P. Maggie and Eric?
Not at all. Not at all.
No, you're absolutely right.
Got music that was
I got two friends with me. Music is what it's about, man. And how you coming and how you living it, it's all about music. But the key is that it stands with all time. When we pass, the music live on. That's why all these musicians, they're passing, their music living on. Their spirit is living on. Their vibe is living on. Their knowledge is living on. It ain't hard to tell. You see what I'm saying? It ain't hard, man. So if somebody want to make it in the music industry, they gotta be a voice out here, man. If you ain't no voice, you ain't got nothing in the music industry. You got to be a voice, man.
Do you think a lot of artists are content to just try to be famous rather than be a real voice in terms of representing the culture today?
Man, you be quick as a motherfucker. I don't understand what the hell you're saying. Say it again, man.
I said, do you think a lot of artists just really are just about trying to get celebrity today rather than actually drop, you know, music that's actually going to really say something?
I mean, artists making money in the music industry right now, making money because they got money, man. Money make money.
Right.
If you're an entrepreneur,
right.
You know this. You got money, you're going to make some more money. It don't matter if your shit garbage or your motherfucker shit hot as a motherfucker. If you got some money, you making that shit pop to the motherfucker who want to listen to garbage and the motherfucker that want to listen to some real shit. It's just what it is, man. It's simple as that, man. It's so fucking simple. Did I answer your question,
T-Mac?
Or you got to say it again, man.
Nah, you're right, because it's all about what the market dictates.
Yeah, it's what the market dictates, man. You know what I'm saying? It people's minds going to feel what they feel when the market come around, man. You got to learn to work the market. Hey, that's what I'm saying, man. Entrepreneur, visionary, total chaos. Man, you can look me up at TOTALKAYYOS. I'm the only one that spell it like that on the planet, man. Yeah.
And you know the cool part about being independent.
I'm here for it. Here we go.
You know the cool part about being independent is when you have an independent entity, you could dictate where the market goes versus you being signed to somebody and somebody chasing the market for you.
Say it again, man. Eric, man. Y'all hit me with quick ones, man.
We off the cuff, man. We got to be quick with it, man.
I know that's right. I know that it's off the cuff, man. It's off the knock.
Hey,
it's off the brain.
Exactly.
I lost you, man. I lost you.
It was just building off what you were saying because when you're independent, you can pretty much control the market. Once you got that established base, you good. You good in a way to where
man,
you got to sell.
Gotta get your, man. If you got people that believe in you and believe in your vibe and believe in your spirit, so what they doing? It's like the oldest saying, man. Like you selling your soul. When a musician sell their music, they selling their soul. They selling what they put out there as a spirit. You see what I'm saying? Now, if people want to buy it, they buy it. If they don't, they don't. That's just how it goes, man. That's how it's always been. But what get put out to the masses is what the public going to see is from the big heavy hitters that making all the money, man. They the ones going to put it out to the masses because money makes money. That's how it goes. There ain't no change. Ain't no other nothing than that. It's money make money. You got to have some money to make more money. If you ain't got no money, then you ain't going to make nothing unless you living on a dream or a hope. And then that's where you have all these gutter cats coming from nothing and then making it into something. They from the gutter. That's the only way you make it out of that shit, like that concrete with the road. That's how they go. Man, I'll tell y'all about this shit for a long time, man. You ain't never talked to me before.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true. I don't speak nothing but truth, G-Mac. I don't speak nothing but truth. That's my slogan. I'm trying to speak truth. If I don't speak the truth, then I ain't speaking nothing, man. That's my slogan, man. You better speak truth. If you ain't a truthful ass dude, then you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing, man, if you ain't truthful. You got to keep it real, man.
And I think in the industry, I think that's what a lot of people would really want for artists to do in terms of, because like I said, only you know your story, but I think a lot of people can appreciate anybody expressing themselves in a manner, you know, that is real and authentic, no matter who you are. And we see so many rappers out here, you know, because what you said really resonated, because what you said about analog versus digital, because you got a lot of rappers now who want to come online out of nowhere and act like they're either the biggest drug dealer, they're the biggest, you know, finesse, you know, or they're the most lyrical, you know, they're the richest, but then these guys have no type of pedigree, no type of background that even suggests that they are about what they're saying, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, with social media, you know, social media is one of the biggest, you know, and it's great because on one hand it's great to market, but also it's the way that some artists try to disguise who they really are with a bunch of smoke and mirrors. You know, whether they have a lot of fake money or, you know, driving cars that aren't theirs. You know, but like you said, for a lot of them it's to fake it till you make it. But I feel like, you know, there's nothing wrong with showing, you know, everybody you come from the, you're having a starting point like anybody else, but as you progress, like you said, Chaos, once you find your audience, that's when your brand builds, the money comes, and people see your growth, you know, and your evolution from what you've done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Exactly, man. Because
me, I'm gonna tell you like this, man. Whether my music was to make me money, they wanted to make me no money, I'm still going to be straight. But I got other avenues that I make money in. It don't matter, man. You look at every rapper, what they end up doing? They end up getting into more other businesses once they start making that rap money. Me, I just did this shit. I started making the money in other different places before I started making the rap money. Rewind ain't got no followers because I ain't never put myself out there like that, man. Because I ain't never wanted to be out there like that, man. You know what I'm saying?
And
but now
real.
I feel like it's time for me to just come out and just say who the fuck I am, man. Because I've been living by, I got to tell my story, man. If I ain't telling my story, then somebody else is, and they probably lying about my story. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the whole purpose of this whole motherfucking interview, man. For me to go ahead and get the world to know who my spirit is. You see what I'm saying? Because I got a whole other spirit than the other folks that are out here. People, whoever. I'm an individual. You see what I'm saying? I'm just me. That's it.
Tell us about some of your other ventures.
I'm just me.
Tell us about some of your other business ventures you got going on outside of music.
Man, I'm glad we did this, though. Because really, I'm filming myself right now so I can show my motherfucking family what it is, man. You see what I'm saying? It is what
sir.
It is, man.
Yes, sir. And
that's
one question T-Mac shot to you. One question T-Mac shot to you was, tell us about the ventures that you got going on the side, because that's a key element to have in a way in case, you know, the rap money gets real funny. And so you always got to have different plans in deck. So can you tell us about some of the ventures that you got going on?
Well, I'm going to be like this, man. You know what I'm saying? Rap money would only be funny if you ain't taking the money to invest back into your rap money. See, me,
that's true.
Like, I went reverse rap. Before I started getting into, not even before, after I was into rap, I decided to go get some more money outside of rap. And then that's when I started making my money outside of rap. And then it just so happened that I'm coming back to rap to make some more money. But truth be told, the rap and the music is it's my passion. That's what I think about on the daily. I wake up to that right there. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? That's the truth. I want the world to know my truth and know my spirit and my vibe. They can feel it or they cannot. But then I want everybody to know who I am. And the most important thing is I want my children to know who I am. Because only me going to be able to tell them my story the best way I can tell them my story for my children. Because everybody buying up property, which is one thing I do. You got to buy it up to leave it to your legacy. You got to leave it to your family. Probably why legacy and family rhyme together. You know what I'm saying? It's a spiritual thing, man. We can go all day, but, man, we can't give them everything because I charge for my wisdom, man. That's the thing. That's another thing. That's my new business. You got to pay me for my wisdom. You want some insight on what's going on in life and business and what's really going on out here and how you can get and start making actual money for your company, you're going to holler at me, man, because I got that spirit and that vibe, and I know how to get money, man. And that goes to everybody who's trying to make some money. I ain't trying to shite nobody. I'm trying to make some real money. That's what it's about. Because if you make a real money, you can leave it to your family. Money and family rhymes, don't it? There
yep.
you go. I keep telling you, man. That's why this whole rhyme thing came from. Because it's rhyming. It sounds different than it's poetry. Like I said in the beginning of the motherfucking interview, poetry. That's what started me out in this music industry, being a poet, man. Folks forgot about poetry. Man, we can go out day and night, man.
Man, because poetry, it paints pictures and brings life.
And that's
what
rap
brings,
is.
That's what makes
it's
a lot of these records huge.
Yeah, and that's what rap is. It's an acronym, rhythm and poetry. That's what it's all about.
Man, we got a song called That Shit. Motherfucker Kamikaze Inc. got a song called That Shit. It ain't never been released. Rap, rhythm, and poetry.
See how we spoke? We didn't even know that until now. See how we speaking things into existence, which is crazy.
Man, it's just truth, man. It's just truth, man. I'm going to always speak to what I told you, man. So that's what it is. I got to live on that, man. If I don't speak the truth, then there's something wrong with me. If I'm trying to lead somebody down the wrong path, there's something wrong with me, man. You got to look yourself in the mirror sometimes and understand who you feel like the spirit got you to be. If you ain't looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing who the spirit got you to be, then you ain't looking at nothing. You confused
right.
and
now,
lost, man.
Definitely. Straight now, up. Chaos, I want... Now, that was real what you just said. I wanted to ask you a question in terms of when you talk about an artist looking themselves in the mirror. The whole situation with Lil Nas X and that video, the song, obviously, you know, he's in hip-hop, you know, just like you are, you know, and of course, you know, he's come out, you know, as openly gay. You know, even a couple years ago, he had already dropped that. But in terms of what he felt he needed to do to express himself is he felt looking in the mirror and telling, what was your opinion of that in terms of the imagery and just how he went about what he felt he needed to express himself as from an artist's perspective and from a, you know, personal perspective from his end.
All right. Well, peep this right here, man. I still haven't looked at the video yet. I seen it in,
okay.
in, you know, like, you know, when you're looking at your iPhone and shit and you see, like, the latest news pop up, I seen it in headlines, but I ain't
right.
never actually watched the video. Because I was saying to myself, do I even want to fucking expose my motherfucking ass to this motherfucking bullshit that the world's talking about right now? That's what
understood,
I said to myself.
Understood.
So I still ain't even looked at the motherfucking video. I heard about that motherfucker. I heard about this shit, man. Just like you asking me and shit. I don't know the scope of the shit. I ain't really looked deep and hard into it because I ain't really want to even put my mind or vision through that for because the world said it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I said, man, fuck
right.
this shit. I ain't even going to look at this shit. Let the world watch that shit. I ain't watching this shit. That's
understood.
What I said to myself, bro. Damn
understood.
Right. And I caught your motherfucking question. I ain't asked you what the fuck you said.
But that was a real response you gave, man, because it's something that you said from your end of it. It wasn't something you were comfortable with, and you just chose not to involve yourself.
I ain't use no words. You ain't gonna say I said that I was uncomfortable or no shit like that. That ain't none of what I fucking said, man. You
don't
fucking ran off with this shit, man. Hell no.
Right.
I didn't say none of that. Replay the motherfucking tape. You hear what the fuck I said, man?
Right.
You ain't
gonna
fucking do that shit.
Oh, no. We're trying to, trying to twist it up.
No.
Yeah,
we're going to replay
the tape on that motherfucker, man. Fuck you talking about?
I never said
I was uncomfortable with the motherfucker shit. I said the motherfucker ain't even want to put his mind or no shit on it because the world talking about this shit. That's what I said. Fuck you talking about? You trying to put words in motherfucker mouth out here and shit. That's what I'm talking about, this spiritual ass shit. Y'all going to catch on tonight, man. Y'all gonna catch on tonight.
Nah, we good, man. You good, man. Nah, you good. We ain't gonna twist it, we gonna put the full thing out there.
Right.
Hey.
Nah,
he just misconstrued the words, man. He ain't gonna put me out like that, man. That's all I'm saying, man.
Nah, we don't do that at all, man. That's how we build our profession. We don't never do things like that. Everything that we put out there is in full context.
Yeah. Whatever, man. All I'm saying is, rewind the tape, man. That ain't what I see. You ain't gonna put that out there in no universe like that, man. Hell no. It don't go like that.
Nah, you good.
A whole other vibe, bro.
Nah, you ain't gotta worry about that. You good.
Definitely. No, we definitely didn't want to, you know, cause any confusion with that. But like you said, you know, you just elected not to look, and that's what it was. You know, and that's your absolute right, you know, to that.
Ain't gonna be enough time to explain the fuck I've been through, man. When it's all said and done, I thought I was gonna accomplish that shit in this motherfucking interview, but I see that it ain't gonna go down like that. But it's all good though, cause it's gonna be many more. Man, shout out to motherfucking Deep Groove Entertainment, man. Shout out to Stan, man. Shout out to Nephilim Music. I ain't met nobody on the label yet, but I've been listening to the interview on Off the Cuff Radio, so I get a vibe for what everybody coming with, so I'm with it. So here we go. Nephilim Music, Total Chaos, Kamikaze Inc. Man, Imperfect Life, Imperfect Soul, man. All that, man. I'm just imperfect, man. You can't put no label on me. I'm an individual. And I do not follow the word.
Everything is, y'all
want to send a shout out. I don't know how much time we got. Like I said, I can go all day and night as long as the Lord permit me and will me to go. You see what I'm saying?
Oh man, everything good, man. Everything good. It's just it was just a misunderstanding, and I'll let you know straight up, we don't put anything in far context and make anybody look crazy out there. That ain't never our intention to do.
Everybody gonna listen to what they listen to. They gonna have their own opinion of what they think crazy and shit. I know y'all ain't trying to do that though.
Nobody knows what you expect on this interview.
But this is what you get.
Never that, man. As a matter of fact, that's what we call off-the-cuff radio. You never know what to expect.
Yeah, that's what it is. I like that. Off-the-cuff motherfucking radio. You don't know what to expect. I like that. That's hard, man.
Yeah, and part of what we do is we keep it spontaneous and we just, you know, like King said, whatever comes to mind in terms of what's relevant to the conversation, we always want to put in, you know, because we always are interested to hear from an artist's perspective. You know, nothing is rehearsed, you know, like he said, and we just go for where the flow is. You know, that's just what we do.
Yeah, I feel it. And nothing rehearsed. This is all in the present moment, man.
Yeah, man, it's also, what this show is all about, like we said earlier, it's also about celebrating the ones that's putting it down, and giving them a voice, man. And you bringing great energy to our show is a beautiful thing, man. We need that spontaneous energy sometime. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing about energy, man. Energy, man. That's why I say, man, you got to start charging for the energy.
Well, I mean, what does Snoop Dogg say, though? Game is to be sold, not to be told. So, I mean, when you got the game, people want to participate. Hey, they got to, you know, they're going to have, you know, there's a fee for all that philosophy.
Man, it's told by money, man.
Yep.
You got some money, put it up, man, and invest and do what you got to do. You ain't got no money, you ain't going to put it up because you ain't got nothing to put up.
Exactly, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, on some real talk, man. We probably got about 5 minutes to spare because the Blog Talk just hit me up with the warning label. So, do you have any shout outs you want to give out, man?
Man, I believe I gave out my shout outs, but I might got some more, man. I might just shout out everybody who listening, man. And shout out everybody who know me in my life and came across my path, man. Actually gonna see my spirit and who I am, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're down to actually make some and live life on a truth or tale, man, you get at me, man. TOTALKAYYOS@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Because all I'm trying to do is go ahead and put some organization to forever wealth.
Definitely.
That's all I can say,
man. That's why we wanted to bring it on, man, because I want people to look back at this interview and get educated, get enlightened.
Man, whatever you got to do to get to your next level in life, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm about, man. I ain't putting nothing in there but this. You just got to get to where you're trying to go. As long as it's for God, man, you good. You rock with the other side, though, too. I mean, it's like Disney, man. That's why I say with Disney, man. Disney teach the goodness and evil. You know what I'm saying? From a child, man. You let your kids watch Disney and all that stuff, they're going to learn the spiritual world and the realm with good guys and bad guys, good girls and bad girls, and the left and the right, and all the controversy and confusion, man. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One more question I want to shoot you before we wrap this up,
man. Have you ever thought about getting into films, like in the movies?
Man, that was something that my late cousin, my cousin Vinny, and that's true. He always wanted to be an actor, man, in the family, man. Me, I saw myself doing it and shit in one time, and I still see myself doing something. So, yeah, I definitely see myself in something like that.
And we need to let them know, man. For future reference, we're going to put this on Off the Cuff Radio here, man. We can see the Total Chaos movie soundtrack. Get one of these dudes to play the role of the movie. And we need them Oscar invitations when you get it, my brother.
I swear. I'm waiting for that one. Hey, man, so, yeah, shout out to y'all, man. Appreciate you letting me come up on the line, man, and getting to it, man. Like I said,
appreciate
y'all want to
man.
Thank
you.
Only one spell, TOTALKAYYOS, man. That's where you can hit the line, and ain't nobody else going to be there but me right at this present moment, man, until I decide to hire some.
Definitely, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, we definitely going to keep in touch, man. If any time you have any music you want to share, you want to promote it, just hit my line. I'm going to hit the homie David up if you got some new music to promote for the team. We gonna keep that vision pumping out there, you know.
Man, y'all go get it, man. What's this episode number?
382.
382. That's the number right there. 382, man. That's the most
epic episode that you ever heard in life on Off the Cuff Radio, man. 382 Total Chaos Off the Cuff Radio. Eric, motherfucker, T-Mac came in on the motherfucker side, man. He came in from nowhere. I didn't even expect you tonight, man. But 382 is the number that you ain't never heard no interview like. Total chaos, man.
Definitely,
man. So, yeah, big shout-out to you guys, man. We're gonna definitely still keep in touch and possibly chop it up more to get more music and more ventures out there. And on that note, we signing out. See us next weekend. Same time, same channel. Off the cuff, man.
Yep.
Off the cuff. All right, man. Y'all be good, man.
Peace. You too, man.
All right.
Thanks again.
Salute.
Peace.